Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the legendary Sig Rogich for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are delighted to welcome back to the program Sig Rogich, the president of Rogich Communications. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Nice to be here with you, Sam.
All right, so you were the father of term limits in the state of Nevada, okay? What did you think of the Supreme Court's ruling that said that the council members are not eligible to run for mayor?
Well, I was surprised. I mean, I have great regard for this Supreme Court. I think it's one of the better courts we've had in Nevada history, to be honest with you. But if you look at the charter in Reno, it's the duties of the mayor are designed specifically for a mayor. And so I thought that they would be held as different offices. It surprised me, frankly.
And what do you think the ramifications are for Andy Hafen?
Well, you know, I don't want to second guess it, but I think he's going to have to abide by the law. The Supreme Court has ruled, so I think that's a work in progress.
And, so do you think he'll have to step down?
I don't know. He has been pretty candid in saying that he'll do whatever the law dictates that he does. And I think someone needs standing, though. Someone's going to have to file a lawsuit and have standing against the mayor to make the case. So I think that's why it's a work in progress.
And do you think it'll go to the federal court?
I'm going to be surprised.
You think, is there an opportunity to go back to the Nevada Supreme Court?
I'm not a lawyer, but perhaps that is something that could happen. But I'm going to be doubtful.
Mark Poplawski, in an interview that's going to air next week that I've already taped, the political science professor,
yes,
said that he believes that this raises now problems for people who serve in the assembly that potentially want to move to the Senate or vice versa in Nevada. Do you see that?
Well,
Mark's that it's the same body.
Mark's a pretty smart guy. My opinion has always been a delineation of duties, if they're specifically outlined, is the measure. And so that's why I found this particular ruling surprising. And maybe you're right. Maybe we'll go back because of that. But I think it's a real stretch to move the assembly to the state senate, too, to be quite honest with you.
Now, as I say, you were the father of term limits. But were you saddened because a good friend of yours, Bruce Woodbury, was one of the people that got caught by this in the first time around?
No, I wasn't saddened.
Because he's such a great person.
One of the best, no question about it. In fact, proudly, I recommended him for the open appointment with Governor List way back when I introduced the two of them. And Bruce and I went to junior high school and high school together, and we have a long history, and I still am, feel like I'm very close to their family throughout the years. But I believe in term limits. I think you're seeing some very bright, new, young legislators as a result of it. And I've talked to members of the media who feel the same way. I think that this notion that somebody should be there for life is wrong. I don't think it's healthy for the state. It certainly hasn't been healthy for the North-South relationship we've had in Nevada through the years. You know, so I'm still in favor of it. I think the people of the state spoke highly in favor of it. I think it won by 70% of the vote or something. And I think it'll be here forever.
You know, it's interesting. I have mixed feelings because at the same time that I regret seeing the passing of some of the great legislators that I've gotten to interview over the years, I also see an excitement in the new generation of legislators that are saying, hey, we're ready to step up to the plate. Let us have our day.
I feel that's happening, really. And, the world changes. I think you need to have a fresh look at issues that are important to the state. You know, rights for minorities that were not addressed in previous legislative sessions because of a lot of old timers there that just didn't want to get into those subjects. Change in the allocation of funding so there's a fairness involved in it and a basis, you know, predicated on a formula, not just juice in the legislature. I think it's been healthy, and I think it'll be even more healthy as time goes on.
You know, you mentioned the North-South debates. Does it concern you, as you hear the conversations, that we're going to see a lot of ugliness between what should be done for the South, which I think any rational person would agree needs to be addressed, but it shouldn't be to where the rest of the state is essentially cut off from Clark County and receives nothing?
Well, I hope that that never happens. I don't believe that's going to happen. As a practical matter, you know, for many, many decades, the South did not receive its fair share of allocation of funding, and yet it was the engine that made the state roar. You know, the university down here would have 10 or 15% growth rate, there'd be a zero growth rate, and yet the allocation of funds went to the North. It's my alma mater. That campus is spectacular, there's no question about it. And so you get into some of those kinds of things. But down here, when you have a population boom like we've had that provides a tax base that runs the rest of the state, you got to have streets and highways so people can get around and go to work and take their kids to school. And it's got to be divided disproportionately in terms of dollars that are available based upon the population. And it hasn't been. And so you're seeing the aftermath of that down here. Try to drive across this town sometimes. So we're playing catch up. There'll be some of it. But I think just like you see in northern, southern California, in other states in the country, you know, there's regional divide. But I think the essence of it all for important big issues, the state will come together.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sig Rogich when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beer, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich. He is the president of Rogich Communications. Let's talk about a company you represent here in Nevada and probably the most exciting project that's on the books, which is the Genting project that's going to be on the what was the Echelon site. What can we expect over what period of time? Because one of the things that people talk about is it's between a $2 and $7 billion project. That's a big point spread. What are we looking at here?
Well, I don't have access to all the budgets, but I think it'll be close to, you know, north of $3.5 billion by the time it's finished. I think that's safe to say. We just really received our entitlements in December, you know, and now we're waiting for licensing. And then I think they're ready to break ground. I'm proud to say that I helped introduce them to Boyd Group. I think it was a win for both sides. And they have a track record and a history that is unparalleled in the world. First of all, they don't have any debt.
Right.
They've got probably north of $10 or $12 billion in the bank. They run successful casinos in Malaysia and Singapore, and not to mention New York. Probably soon in the next year or two in Florida as well. And I think they're a big gift for Nevada. I think you look at it like a big gift for this state. They could rejuvenate this town to a degree like you've never seen.
One of the things that I've been thinking for a long time is that even though we have a very low gaming tax in Nevada, but that is now very attractive when there are such high rates of taxation around the world and across this country, that is going to be something that drives businesses like Genting to come to Nevada.
Well, you got to keep in mind, you know, Nevada doesn't provide monopolies like they do in other states. So you can justify paying more taxes in other jurisdictions because you're basically getting a monopoly, all right, in Nevada. We build bricks and mortars. If you get the proper property and it's zoned properly and you have the team together, you can build a casino, you know, so that's the big difference.
What kind of attractions are they looking at bringing in this first phase? Because in Singapore, for example, the government said you can't just build a casino, you have to build other amenities, so there are other amenities. One of them was Universal Studios.
Universal Studios. Well, I think you'll see the whole theming on this has a reflection of what you'd see in China and other parts of the world. I think the interior, from what I've seen, the plans that I've seen in great detail are staggeringly beautiful. They're more unique than anything that's ever been built in this town, for sure. And there's a transportation component for bringing people around the 90 acres so that they don't have to take that long walk. There's another plan to take...
That's 50% bigger than city center.
It's bigger, yes. They have plans to do things that are extraordinary. The theaters, the restaurants, the original Asian culture that you're going to want to see. There's talk about bringing pandas here, you know, from China. I worked on that project for Mandalay many years ago, so maybe I'll go back and do it again. I did have the Chinese sign off and the approval. And there's a transportation component to segue and complement what's done at the convention center to alleviate a lot of the traffic concerns we have on the Strip. So,
like a monorail type deal?
It's not a monorail, but it's a transportation component that goes down Convention Center Drive. That's part of the plan.
And how many rooms would be in the first phase?
I don't have the phase breakouts, but all in all, I think it's something like 6,600 rooms.
Wow.
In four big, unique towers.
But at this point, looking at the occupation rates in Las Vegas, those rooms need to be there. They will need to be absorbed.
They will be absorbed, and I think one thing Genting brings with them is a sterling reputation in China, which may lead to the opportunity for some more direct flights here. There's so many ancillary benefits that come with them to this community in terms of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs with potential new carrier traffic that would come here direct, you know, from parts of the world that don't come here now. To uniqueness and shows and entertainment and dining, all of the things that I think are important.
All right, before we go to the break, I want to ask you about something that I just thought was totally cool, and I wrote you about this when it happened. You are on the board of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I don't know. I was just lucky, I guess. I love music. Most people who know me know that I do. You know, I've played a guitar poorly most of my life, and I probably collect guitars more than I play them well. So, and in college, I always sang a lot, you know, and on the weekends, we'd traipse over the hill into parts of San Francisco and sing, you know, with the group that we had. And so I met people on the board, and they asked if I had an interest in it, and I said I did. And I'm working now to bring the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here to Nevada for some of our ceremonies. I think we can make a big event with the Smith Center that I think would be unique and well-received in this community. Last year, we inducted the Rolling Stones. And I didn't go to the induction concert. I drove to Columbus to watch Ohio State play football and met my son. So my priorities were still Ohio State football.
You know, and it's funny, in all the years we've been talking to each other on this program, I never thought we'd be talking about the Rolling Stones.
Who thought about it?
But congratulations.
Listen, someone just sent me a picture the other day, Sam, taken at the Convention Center in 1964 of the Beatles in concert. They were shot from behind the stage. And I went to that concert, and I'm in the fourth row, luckily, and as bright as I can be, looking at the Beatles. One of my more treasured photographs in life. Some friend of mine, Don Knepp, a photographer, sent it to him. He found it at the convention center.
Well, next time you come on the program, please bring that with you, because I would love to show that on air.
That would be quite a coup.
Let's take a break. More with Sig Ruggridge. We're going to talk politics when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
Short sales are getting easier, so call Marsha Realty today for all the benefits for you and your family. It's time for a fresh start. Call us today at 473-1055 or renohelp.org.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Five, six, seven, eight. And that's why I don't like gyms.
Well, Jessica, we're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
No gym intimidation, no lunks, unlimited fitness training, just $10 a month. We're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
In 2013, Marsha Realty had the most short sales ever. So 2014 will be the best year to have a fresh start. Call us today at 473-1055 or renohealth.org for all the benefits.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Sig Rogich, president of Rogich Communications. I wanted to ask you about Express West. Is this dead or just dead for now?
No, I don't think it's dead. I think that there's some things to work out. Still a work in progress. You know, it's a big project.
Huge.
And if you think about it, and I know there's some people that are naysayers that think we should expand the I-15, but there is no room to expand the I-15. You know, there is no other feasible means of transportation than high-speed rail, really, into Southern California. Truck traffic is going to increase, some people say, as much as 60-70% in the next 5, 6, 7 years. That means it's going to take, instead of 5 hours to get to San Diego, it's going to take 8.5 hours to get to San Diego. And you're going to lose potential tourist traffic here in Southern Nevada. So I think it's still alive. It's fully approved. It's the only high-speed rail project in the history of the United States fully approved with an environmental impact statement. It's gone through close to 21 different entities. It's had probably 20 public hearings, and it's been approved. So it has to be funded, and there are some details to work out, and the government still would like to fund it, but they'd like it all to be built in the United States, and they'd like it all to emanate from here. It's difficult to do that because we're not in the high-speed train business. So
what's the next move?
Well, I know they're still working on it. I know that maybe there's a little give and take. You know, the Chinese seem to build the best trains these days.
Well, you know, you take a page from the Japanese. When the auto industry was under fire because of all the imports, the Japanese came over here and built plants.
Listen, I think that a lot of those kinds of things are being talked about, you know, I think that to get this far, it took 12 years to get these approvals, imagine, which is what's wrong with America. It takes 12 years to get approvals to build great projects. Because anybody can file a lawsuit and stop you in court, and that takes 2 years, and then it takes another 6 months of hearings, and another 2 years, and then more agencies and so forth. But we have formal MOUs with the state of California. Victorville was just a landing area to begin with. It never was the final destination. Palmdale was, and that's 47 miles away, and they've already applied for their environmental impact statement. And now Phoenix is talking about high-speed rail. So is Denver, so is Salt Lake, so is Albuquerque. So you have a coalition of Western states. And I happen to think that it could become the next big industry in America, high-speed travel.
And the last person to talk about that size network was Senator Reid on this program. All right, I want to do kind of a lightning round here with you on some of the various political figures in the presidential contest for 2016. Chris Christie, you're one of the number one things you do is crisis management. What's your advice for Chris Christie?
Lay low for a while. I think that he'll overcome some things, but I'm not sure he'll ever get to the point that he was before. You know, certain things just stay with you. And I'm not sure. Yeah, I think you noticed at the Republican convention, governor's convention, he was very low-key. And that says a lot, especially since he was chairman.
Yes, to say the least. One of the brightest people in the Republican Party is Jeb Bush. But can the country handle a third President Bush?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. He's my candidate if he decides to run. I think he's articulate. I think he appeals in a broad-based sense. He's reasonable. The Hispanic community has a great affection for him. He understands the issues. As a practical matter, he knows that we need to have immigration laws that make good sense for both sides of the aisle. And as a practical matter, we need the workforce in order to produce goods and do things. So he's who I think is the best candidate for president. I think he has a chance to carry Florida, certainly has a very popular governor there, the southern states. And then it really gets down to Ohio, states like Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and I think he's in play in all of those.
Senator Reid says he is definitely running for re-election in 2016. You headed up Republicans for Reid the last time around. What are your thoughts on going into 2016 with Senator Reid?
Well, I just shudder to think where we'd be without him, really, as a state. With what we're going through. We're having problems now with the BLM and what they want to do to mining, for example. I think he can intercede there. What he's done with the water reallocations and the impact he's had on the Colorado River through the years is staggering. It's hard to say what would happen at the table without him there, especially when you got John McCain helping Arizona, you got Orrin Hatch helping Utah, you've got Dianne Feinstein there at the table for California. You had Bill Richardson, you know, an impacting guy himself from New Mexico. Plus, you got Colorado.
We're out of time, so I got to ask you one quick question. Is Brian Sandoval going to run against Harry Reid in 2016?
You'd have to ask them.
Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so
much
for
Sam.
Being here. We'll
nice
be right
be
back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in health care have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. Did you know nearly all Americans are required to have health insurance in 2014? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new health care law, so we can help you make an informed decision. If you've been living without health insurance or are looking for other options, there's good news. Many people will now qualify for financial help to get the coverage they need. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you get the financial help you qualify for and find the plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you and your family healthy, like checkups, immunizations for kids and adults, mammograms, blood pressure, cholesterol, and other recommended screenings, all at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Have questions? Give us a call. We'll provide answers and walk you through the process, or go online for more information. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. We want you to get the care you need. With our plans, you'll have your choice of doctors and hospitals from our network. And Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's online tools can help you find a plan that's right for you and give you convenient, easy access to doctors in your area. Call today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Generations have relied on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage, and now you can too. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-800-892-4638 to find out how much financial help you may qualify for. That's 1-800-892-4638 or visit GetAnthemHelp.com.
On our next broadcast, Las Vegas City Councilman, former State Senator Bob Beers, running against Harry Reid. We'll see you on the next broadcast.